Today I want to give you a quiz. So take out a piece of paper. I'm going to dictate this. Go ahead. Oh, taking it and correcting it will probably take about 35 minutes. Go ahead. Well, technically, if you haven't made up the tapes, you should come to class. I'll let you decide whether you want to take the quiz now or take it later. So if you want to make up a tape this hour, if you're behind on tapes, you can do that. Any other questions? Yes, they killed all the people. It doesn't mean that there was any mercy given to them. It just means that those cities weren't burnt. So the people were still killed. If you're on tape, take this quiz. Stay tuned. I know you want to shut the tape off so you can study for an hour, but nobody else gets to. Number from 1 to 12 and tell me in about 5 words or less what's in the first 12 chapters. Number from 1 to 12, tell me in about 5 words or less what's in the first 12 chapters. You can, some of them you can put one word. Okay, you can come back to that. Here's the next question. Give me antitypes for the following 5 things. Egypt, the Red Sea, the wilderness, the Jordan River, and Canaan. Make it all one picture and all of them chronological in a picture that we've given in class. Egypt, Red Sea, wilderness, Jordan, and Canaan. Joshua and Caleb went through all 5 of these steps. And it can be a type, each one a type. Next question. Concerning the new generation, 5 things again. The wilderness, the Jordan, Canaan, Canaanites, the Dead Sea. Give me an antitype for those 5 things. The wilderness, Jordan River, the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, and the Dead Sea. You can come back to that. Next question. Give me an antitype that for Moses and Joshua that contrasts the two. In other words, don't just tell me Moses typifies Christ, Joshua typifies Christ. There's no contrast there. I want a contrast. Moses typifies this, but Joshua typifies this. Contrast the two. Give me an antitype for both men. Next question. Give me five examples or types of sanctification that we studied there in the first, 8, 9, 10, and 11, 12 chapters. Give five types or examples of sanctification. Five types or examples of sanctification. We talked about this represents sanctification, then we talked about this representing sanctification. We talked about a whole number of things that were all pictures or types of sanctification. I want you to give me five of them. Next question. Give me a legal anti-type of circumcision and an experiential anti-type of circumcision. Give me a legal anti-type for circumcision. Circumcision typifies this and make that a legal one, and it typifies this and make that an experiential one. And of course, these are in our Christian life. Give me two anti-types or two different things that circumcision can point to, one legal, one experiential. Next question. What does the scarlet cord represent? Well, represents the blood of Christ. Give me three reasons why. Three reasons that show the scarlet cord represents the blood of Christ. You could probably come up with maybe eight, but give me three. Why does it represent the blood of Christ? What about it causes it to symbolize or represent the blood of Christ? Next question. The Gibeonites can represent two different things, depending on which chapter you're in. Give me two different antitypes for the Gibeonites. Give me two different antitypes for the Gibeonites. In one place, they can represent one thing, but later on, it seems to change, the narrative changes, and then they can represent something else over there. Give me two antitypes for the Gibeonites. Next question. What is the spiritual theme of chapter 7? I'm going to give you a hint. This will help you in question 1. Chapter 7 was the defeat at Ai. Now, give me the spiritual theme of that. Next question. In what chapter did Israel keep the Passover? In what chapter did Israel keep the Passover? Next question. In what chapter did Israel write the law on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim? In what chapter did Israel write the law on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim? And the last question. Name the seven Canaanite nations that they fought against. Name the seven Canaanite nations that they fought against. And take a few minutes to finish this. We'll correct it here shortly. Question. Number three was antitypes for the wilderness. Is that right? Okay, the first one of those questions was Egypt, Red Sea, Wilderness, Jordan, Canaan. The second one was Wilderness, Jordan, Canaan, Canaanites, Dead Sea. Antitypes for those five. Any other questions? Work on this. We'll correct it here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. How many need more time? We'll just take a few more minutes here. Moses and Joshua. That part of the wall didn't fall. That says all the walls came down. May mean 99% of them came down, and certain portions did, or whatever. No, they don't even bother with that. They're too busy attacking the walls falling down at all. So I'm sure that there's not even a problem in the least that her house could have stood. When the walls fell down, all it really needs to mean is that the city became totally accessible. Parts of the wall may have stood, corners and other things like that. So spiritual theme. We gave a spiritual theme for chapter 7, defeated Ai. I guess I'm asking for what I gave you. No, but there are some interesting ones. The no such ites. I can't remember ites. The what was it ites? The bad ites. Demonites. No, five different analogies or things that happened that represent that.
Not, you said examples. You don't mean examples of the book where they had.
No, different things that represented sanctification. Although one of those places, one or more of them, might represent it in a certain way. So that might be part of the answer. Finish off your last question. Let's get ready to correct it. Keep claiming the scripture, he'll bring all those things to remembrance. There's some that claim the scripture lay no quiz suddenly upon any class, but I haven't read that one.
On this question, well, question one, like this one, you know, all the rest of them are going to be wrong, or if all the rest of them are in order, you can accept the rest of them are in order?
We'll accept them. This has the bearing of a quiz. I have four, well, let's just put it this way. I have four main tests that I announce, plus all kinds of things that I may or may not announce. So there's at least four main tests that are full tests. This is only a quiz. This semester, yes. Test on Joshua, test on Judges, test on 1 Samuel, test on 2 Samuel. That's as far we'll get this semester. Correct with a different color, pen or pencil. Write in the right answer. Question one. Question one was five words or less, what is in chapters 1 to 12? If you're on tape, don't turn in quizzes that aren't corrected. I don't have time to correct them. Correct your own. That's the standard policy. Always correct your tests. Turn them in corrected. Half point apiece. Keep track of minus points. Half point apiece. Chapter 1, admonitions and exhortations, or exhortations to Joshua. Be lenient. If they have the basic idea, it's right. If they're totally way off, you know, Hezekiah conquers the city, you know, it's wrong. Joshua takes leadership? Yes. Anything in that kind of a category is right. Yeah, everything is an independent question worth a half a point. If they have one out of order, which means everything else is in the wrong chapter, still count them right, you know, as they have them there, and count that one wrong. It's not so much important to me that you know the chapter number that all these are in. More or less the outline is what I'm looking for. Chapter 2, the two spies, or Rahab the harlot, or something to do with that. Chapter 3, crossing Jordan. Chapter 4, the 12 stones, or the memorial stones, something to do with the 12 stones. There's two of them, two piles of stones. Chapter 5, circumcision. Also for chapter 5, you could put keeping the Passover, but that's really only a minor aspect of that. It's circumcision there. Go ahead. No. Chapter 6 is Jericho. Jericho. Chapter 7, I gave you defeated Ai, so that should help you adjust this thing back and forth. Chapter 8, victory at Ai. Chapter 9, Gibeon, or deceived by the Gibeonites, or league with the Gibeonites, or just Gibeon. Kind of tells the story. Chapter 10 is the battle with the five kings, or defeating Adonai Zedek, or even the sun and the moon stood still. I'll admit that isn't the theme there, but kind of tells you what happened. Chapter 11. Oh, by the way, for chapter 8, you could put writing the law on Ebal and Gerizim, although that wouldn't be the main thing. It's more victory at Ai. We'll let you put that. Chapter 11 is defeat of Hazor, or conquering northern Canaan, or just another big battle, if you want to be real general. We kind of be lenient there, but kind of hitting on it. Chapter 12, the list of cities, or the victory roster. That's what chapter 12 is. Take a few questions. These are all worth a half point apiece. Keep track of minus points. Go ahead. Gibeonites' peace with God, we'll accept that because they went up in chapter 10 to rescue Gibeon. Okay, we'll accept that. That's pretty hanging loose there. Go ahead. Dividing the tribes, no, that's up in chapter 13. They didn't really divide the land until they got through chapter 12. Another question. Number one, admonitions and exhortations. Two, the two spies, or Rahab the harlot, or the covenant with Rahab. Chapter 3, crossing Jordan. Chapter 4, two memorials, or 12 stones. Chapter 5, circumcision. Chapter 6, Jericho. Chapter 7, defeat at Ai. Chapter 8, victory at Ai. Chapter 9, deceived by the Gibeonites, or just Gibeonites. Chapter 10, defeat of the five kings, conquering Adonai Zedek, different things like that. Sun and moon stand still. Chapter 11, defeat of northern Canaan, defeat of Hazor, or defeat of the large army. Chapter 12, the victory roster. Next question. Antitypes. Egypt is the old life, just the old life or life of sin. The Red Sea represents either salvation, or it could represent Holy Spirit baptism, or even water baptism, any of those. The wilderness, Christian life. The Jordan can represent physical death. Canaan, heaven. Canaan can represent heaven. In this picture, if Jordan represents physical death, Canaan doesn't represent promises, it represents heaven. Go ahead.
So the third part, trials and testings, instead of the Christian life?
That would be all right. Go ahead. We don't really have Pentecost unless you're going to put it at Red Sea. Go ahead. What was that? Death to the old man. And what do they have for Kevin? Canaan? Victorious life? We'll accept that. We'll accept wilderness Christian life, Jordan death to the old man, Canaan overcoming victorious life. There's a type there that fits.
Canaan promises would fit depending upon what was in a person's mind.
Well, it depends on what they put for Jordan. You can't have Jordan be physical death and then Canaan be promises.
Well, for a promise on the other side, a promise of heaven and a promise of what you're going to receive in heaven and everything.
Well, why don't they put that instead of just promises? Kind of real nebulous. They should be more specific. By the way, these are all worth 1 point apiece, so keep track of minus points. Still too vague on that one. Go ahead. All right, let's look at that one. Red Sea water baptism, wilderness Christian life or life without the Spirit, Jordan spirit-filled, being spirit-filled, Canaan spirit-filled life. If they have it like that, you can have it. But you can't get spirit-filled in Jordan and then go to heaven in Canaan. That doesn't follow. It's got to be progressive. Matt. Boy, it's pretty hard to get that in there. I don't see that. Egypt, the world, fine. Well, it depends on what else they have, so I would say no on that. Yes, you can have the rapture there. Well, if you have Jordan sanctification and then heaven, it's hard to get the progression. So I wouldn't count Jordan right. Go ahead. I wouldn't give credit for that. Next question. Wilderness, old life, or life of sin? Jordan is either salvation, water baptism, or Holy Spirit baptism. Canaan can either be Christian life or spirit-filled life. Canaanites represent demons, sin, the world, the flesh, any of those. Dead Sea represents hell. No life. Go ahead.
This is for the new generation, right?
Yes.
Okay. Their birth,
well, we don't really have birth as an antitype of anything, you know. So there's nothing really that represents birth. Well, Dead Sea doesn't really represent that. Dead Sea is usually a negative thing, whereas defeating the enemy is a positive thing. So I... We didn't teach that in class. Go ahead. Well, you get to heaven awful quick here. You know... You go from old life saved to heaven, bang, bang, bang. I think we'll accept that just because, why not? Another question. Go ahead. Not really. Next question. Moses and Joshua, the law and Christ. Something that's contrasted, the law and Christ. I don't really see any other answers that I'm going to accept there, so if they don't have the law and Christ, I guess they're going to mark it wrong. Those are worth 1 point apiece. Go ahead. No, law and Christ.
Law and grace.
Law and grace. I think we'll accept that, law and grace. You know, that's pretty good. Next question. Five types of sanctification worth 1 point apiece. The Jordan River can represent sanctification. Leaving the wilderness can represent sanctification. They left the wilderness. They entered into the promised land. That's sanctification. The 12 stones can represent legal sanctification because those 12 stones came out of the river up into the land of Canaan. Circumcision represents sanctification. The feast of the Passover follows 7 days of unleavened bread. That represents sanctification. Standing on holy ground that Joshua did before the angel of the Lord represents sanctification. Jericho, or the conquering of the Canaanites, represents sanctification. So, driving out the enemies. Achan, purged, represents sanctification. Achan represents sin, purged out of the camp. There's a type of sanctification. There's 5 points here. They have to come up with 5 answers. And they get 1 point for everything they came up with. Go ahead. Shoes removed is the same as standing on holy ground. So, as long as they have that, all is one. Go ahead. They didn't cross the Dead Sea. Go ahead. In the book of Joshua, that's not in the book of Joshua. Go ahead. Another question. Go ahead. Those are pretty much the same thing. Next question. Two antitypes for circumcision in our Christian life. Legal. Water baptism. Water baptism is legal. Experiential would be dying to self, putting sin out of your life. Legal is water baptism. Experiential is dying to self, putting sin out of your life. Cutting off of the flesh. Go ahead. Well, they have to have the legal being baptism, experiential being dying to self. If they don't have those right, we'll only give them half credit. These are worth 1 point apiece. 2 points total. Question. Christ cut off, that can be illegal also. Christ cut off, that's good. Water baptism is merely a figure of Christ being cut off. The scarlet cord, three ways the scarlet cord typifies the blood of Christ. Number one, it was scarlet. Number two, why was it scarlet, not green? Number two, it's the sign of a covenant. Number three, it saved their lives. It exempted them from death. It was the sign that Israel saw, and it was freely given. Freely given. That's pretty much what I have there. Go ahead. Had to be displayed. That's a good one. I like that. Applied. Well, it had to be displayed or hanging there or public. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Freely received. Yeah, freely given, freely received.
Marks you
as saved. Yes. Separated them from the world. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's really one there, not two. It saved her, yeah. That's a big thing. Next question. Two different antitypes for the Gibeons. First, they are hypocrites or deceivers. Second, they can represent new converts. They go from hypocrites and deceivers to becoming new converts, depending on which picture they're in. Go ahead. Demons in disguise, that would be hypocrites and deceivers. Ah, boy, they don't really represent compromising Christians. They can represent compromise, but they don't represent Christians until they're new converts. So, give them half credit there. This is worth 1 point apiece. Go ahead. Ah, yeah, we'll accept that. Too general. Just too general. We need something more specific. That doesn't give us enough.
Not asking the Lord's counsel.
Well, Gibeon doesn't represent not asking the Lord's counsel. That's just something Israel failed to do. Go ahead.
First one, compromise, and second one, new Christians.
Compromise, new Christians, yes, that would be acceptable. 1 point apiece. The next question, the spiritual theme in chapter 7. I'm only accepting one, and that is unity or Israel as one body. Israel is one body. That is the central theme. I don't want to hear about sin or anything else. It's one body. 1 point. Then the next question worth a half a point. When did Israel keep the Passover? Chapter 5. Only worth a half a point. Next question. When did Israel write the law on Ebal and Gerizim? Chapter 8. Half a point. Only worth a half a point. Last question. Name the ites. Found in Joshua 9, verse 1. There are seven of them. Joshua 9, 1. Amorite. And if you get 4, you get a half point. If you get 7, you get a full point. It's only worth 1 point total. Amorite, Hittite, Canaanite, Perizzite, Hivite, Jebusite, and last but not least, Girgashite. Girgashite. Go ahead. Well, the king of Egypt isn't in the book of Joshua. You won't find that in that chapter. That's probably something from someplace else. Hivite, H-I-V, Hittite, H-I-T, Amorite, Canaanite, Perizzite, as in parasite, Perizzite, Jebusite, and Girgashite. The whole question is worth 1 point. If you get half, you get a half point.
Can three count as half
point? All right, we'll let three count as half point. Moses and Joshua, Old Covenant, New Covenant. Yes, we're going to accept that. Old covenant, new covenant. We'll accept that for that question.
On the types of sanctification, you said that standing on holy ground is the type of sanctification.
Yes.
And you said that loosing the shoe off the foot was to get rid of your own works. Why put those down as two separate ones on the test?
Oh, yeah, I'll accept that. Put the number wrong at the top of the page. Okay, that's Moses and Joshua, legal circumcision, experiential circumcision. Well, boy, Moses and Joshua don't represent circumcision, so I don't see how that would. Just put the number wrong. Some are worth a half point, some are worth one. Just put the number wrong at the top of the page.
Chapter 7, Ai's victory, Nathan's disobedience.
Well, it was Ai's defeat. Ai's victory. Yeah, that'd be right.
And state was Ai's defeat.
Yeah.
They were defeated. Mm-hmm. And 10 was Gibeon was attacked and rescued.
Yep. You just put it in a different way, and the other person misunderstood what you said.
Okay. And on this one here, I crossed out some that I thought like memorials, mm-hmm. and some others, and you said the king.